Thanks for joining us. A Russian pilot jailed in the U.S. could have just days to live. That's according to his lawyer, who says his client is being refused urgent medical care. The case has even gone all the way up to Russia's foreign ministry, which has urged Washington to step in and do something. A guy named Chichikan is following the story.
Konstantin Yaroshenko, who according to his lawyer is having symptoms of heart attack, may get medical help only by Tuesday. Here's what Yaroshenko's wife told us about the help that he has received so far.
He called me in the morning and told me he felt very sick and that he'd be lucky to survive until Monday. He seems to be having a heart attack because he told me he was suffocating, experiencing heart pain, and was almost unable to walk. He was beaten severely when he was arrested and has not been feeling well for a long time. But his pleas for medical help have been ignored. When he felt sick, they put him in lockup and left him on the cold floor. He tried to get to the doctor, but all he was offered was flu medication and some antibiotics. Sometimes they don't even let me send him letters, and they have refused to let any Russian officials meet with the prison chief or with the head doctor.
The head of the jail in New Jersey told him he is not going to do anything to expedite medical help for Yaroshenko. We reached out to his lawyer, and here's how he describes Yaroshenko's condition at the moment.
Mr. Yaroshenko, my client, contacted me and stated that he was experiencing a burning sensation in the area of his heart, that he had trouble getting up, he had very high blood pressure, and in fact, Konstantin Yaroshenko said that he might not live through the weekend. Monday is also a federal holiday in the United States, so my supposition would be that any kind of medical treatment